Is this thing on? Welcome everyone, this is Franco.
And I'm Maven.
And this is the spoiler full review for X-Men Apocalypse.
So if you don't want to hear any spoilers, please step away from your computer now.
Actually, in the comments, in the description below, really, there's going to be a link to our spoiler-free review. This is full-on spoilers. You have been warned in 3, 2, 1. All of the spoilers. Okay, so basically where we left off is...
Are we going to do the synopsis, or are we just going to jump into our...
we'll go with some of the likes and dislikes now, now that we can speak freely with it.
I see. All right,
okay, so, all right. The likes, for me, was, like I said before in the previous video, I did like the Quicksilver part, his little scene where he goes into the mansion as it's blowing up.
And saves everybody.
But there's something I didn't like about that. Well, I'll get into that later. Okay. The other thing that I did like was I don't even remember what there was another part that I really liked. I can't remember. I did like the fight scenes with Cyclops and Jean Grey versus Storm and Psylocke and Beast, and those I thought were really cool. I did also like the introduction of Cyclops, the way they introduced him. He was in class, and then he goes into the bathroom and, you know, lights up the bully.
Right, he has a little mini origin story.
Yeah, so I dug that portion.
As did everyone else, I feel.
Yeah, so that's what I did like. How about you? What were your favorite parts about it?
Quicksilver was, for me, the hit.
The highlight, yeah.
Of the movie.
Just like in Days of Future Past, he was like the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these superhero movies, you're dealing with we're all saving the world, and it's always, right. For me, I love comedy, so for him coming in and lending that air of, mm-hmm. of comedic relief, as it were,
yeah.
Is always great for me. So I really loved Quicksilver.
Yeah.
And I think I really like that, how all the characters were sort of, not played, but how they were, the little universe that they started sort of setting up with, mm-hmm. With the younger X-Men.
Right.
I thought, like, Storm and Jean Grey and Cyclops, mm-hmm. and all of them just sort of... They kind of fit their part when you... Once you see them on screen, I feel like they kind of fit their part as to the characters that we know.
Yeah.
And then, at the same time, like, their interactions and, mm-hmm. and their scenes together, I thought were really...
Yeah.
Well done in terms of not... them just as actors, but in terms of their characters as, mm-hmm. like a Cyclops interacting with a Jean or
yeah.
you know, all the other characters interacting with it. I thought it was a really good job in that aspect of it.
Yeah, and I like the way that they kind of injected them into, like, the 80s.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was pretty funny. And that kind of makes sense for Jubilee to have the outfit that she did, because... In a sense, she
and
looks...
most of the X-Men, I guess. Yeah. You get that, the campiness of their outfits, you kind of get
right,
to see.
Right, right.
And it makes sense, like, why, you know, hey, why is Jean Grey always wearing this color? Mm-hmm. Or why is Cyclops always wearing this yeah. color? Sort of thing.
What kind of threw me off was Professor X in his little Miami Vice deal.
I mean, I didn't get that.
But he was like this really stuffy guy. He's always like in a suit and tie, and he's always like the stuffy guy. And then all of a sudden, he's like in a pink shirt with a gray blazer, with his arms with his sleeves rolled up. I'm like, oh, you go from three piece suit all the damn time to freaking Don Johnson's closet.
Like a chill Professor X before he got like super serious.
No, he was serious in the other movies too. So that's why I kind of like.
Well, remember, he hasn't technically started the full-on X-Men school yet, so they can sort of still play with him a little bit.
I guess.
It's not the X, it's not the Grey Malkin.
This is Professor X playing the cool professor. He's like, I want kids to like me.
This so was, and then he started the school, and he's like, these goddamn kids. I got to crack down. And he starts wearing the suit. That's just, everyone knows that was the prequel to X-Men and how Professor X became.
He lost his hair. He lost his hair, and he lost the Miami Vice.
He really lost his hair tearing his hair out from all them damn kids. You kids, get off my lawn!
Pretty much, yeah. So, and also, the whole Wolverine Alkali Lake Weapon X steal.
Oh, yeah, that cameo was pretty
cool. Yeah, that was pretty cool. This is, I think...
Although, do you think, I mean, Weapon X was sort of the beginning of Wolverine?
Yeah.
So, wouldn't it kind of be a good time to, like, chuck a new Wolverine in and
It would have made sense. In my opinion, that would have been the perfect way to show, because
especially if you're gonna reboot, like, you're rebooting X-Men already.
Exactly,
we've got new Cyclopses and new Jean Greys and whatnot. Like, maybe that
was that would have been perfect. Missed opportunity. And it, I mean,
because to me, no offense to Hugh Jackman, who's he's a great actor, he's a perfect Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
He looked a little long in the tooth,
And not only that, but it seems like he. From my understanding, he doesn't want to do it anymore. He has one more movie left, and then that's
it. I think he wants to keep doing it. It's not that he doesn't want to keep doing it. He just knows he's getting too old to do it.
The upkeep is a little
rough. He's Danny Glover. He's too old for this shit.
Yeah, pretty much. So there's that, and yeah, it would have been a perfect time to recast Wolverine.
Well, I mean, it was a cool.
Yeah, it was, and like the action.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I think that's like one of the best Wolverine fight scenes that I've seen. He just like runs into start tearing.
Well, sort of scenes, because this one wasn't the R rated one that were the Wolverine. Right, but that it was
pretty bloody. I mean,
it was
for a PG-13 movie. I was like, damn.
It was pretty good for the PG of it. Yeah, I think they pushed their PG for like that section alone.
I just really hope they get the whole Wolverine origin thing just done over and done with this, because I can't stand Wolverine 3. Him going through Weapon X again.
Well, I mean, I'm sure if and when they recast it, because they're going to make more Wolverine movies.
No, please, Fox.
Wolverine's going to make money when they reboot it like they rebooted Spider-Man 11 times.
Yeah, but they don't have to go with another origin story. We get it. We know Wolverine was experimented on, and he has...
Every time they did Batman origin story, every time they did Spider-Man origin story, and those are they do Superman
Marvel's flipping the script, and then they're not doing an origin story.
Because none of their characters, Batman, Superman, and Spider-Man are the three most popular comic book characters of all time.
Wolverine's up there.
We've seen
him enough to know that he gets experimented on, gets metal claws.
Not everyone knows Wolverine's origin story. Yeah. Everyone can tell you Superman came from a small bunny.
There's been two, maybe three movies now.
Everyone can tell
we've
you
gotten three movies. We don't need to see
it. It doesn't make a difference. People still don't know.
People need a fucking
I love that you
hit
think
up,
that
hit
everyone
Netflix.
Watches comic book movies, but not
Netflix.
Everyone does.
There's been legitimately three other movies.
My girlfriend has not seen all of any comic book movie ever except for Deadpool,
which I took her to. I think that speaks more in volumes about what... You manage your girlfriend, and I do not
manage anyone at all.
My pop culture references on my girlfriend.
I just think
she's up to date. So.
Look, I just think that
you're
in a vacuum because you go to cons and you do this channel that you think that everyone knows, and everyone knows three comic book characters in their life. For sure.
Right.
They know Superman, they know Batman, and they know Spider-Man.
Right.
Not everyone knows Wolverine.
Well,
so
that
they
may
can
be
continue
true.
To do Wolverine origin stories, whether you like it or not.
Exactly. Well, we'll see when Ghostbusters comes around, and I don't go watch that movie out of pure spite.
I don't know what Ghostbusters has to do with...
Because they can keep redoing origins all day long, but I'm not going to go watch it.
Oh,
anyway,
I see. Okay.
So, moving on. Now we're getting into the territory since we get all fired up. One of my biggest gripes with
what was your biggest gripe? I don't want to hear one of.
Just
jump off the bridge.
Okay, so Apocalypse. In my opinion, Apocalypse was handled completely wrong. There is, in my opinion, his movie should have been the next one. This movie should have been Mr. Sinister leading up to Apocalypse, because then you get justification for Angel being there. Angel being kidnapped or
told
whatever.
You why Angel was there.
He was a guy that was cage fighting, and therefore he just they so and so knew him, and therefore there you go.
We should that's give him why a, he was there. Yeah.
No, but and, I mean there was like this whole drama that was built up in like in either the cartoons. The cartoons like they took what two episodes? Essentially, that's an hour, and you could and involving other stuff. But I mean, you can break that up into maybe 20 minutes worth of backstory. To set him up.
The backstory on who?
On Angel. Or 10 minutes
in,
of backstory.
In a 2-hour movie? Are you ridiculous?
Well, they put, like, I mean...
No one cares about Angel.
Well, I'm telling you, the way they set him up, he's a throwaway character in this movie.
But no one cares about Angel. That's
well,
why.
You don't care about Angel, but there's a lot of people that do.
If
just
you
like,
care about Angel, please let me know.
Comment below.
If we get one comment, I promise not to slap Franco in the face with that comment.
Whatever. But anyway, so... He's, like, one of the founding members of the X-Men.
But no one still cares about him.
Well... Either way, so I mean, there's. It just seems like him, Storm. She gets maybe 10 minutes of, if that, of screen
time. I felt Storm could have gotten a little bit more.
Magneto. It doesn't make sense to like him. He leaves. He leaves the events of Days of Future Past. Starts a family, goes into goes into hiding, but like the whole thing with him and his family, I thought was kind of weird. I just didn't get it.
You didn't want Magneto to have a family?
No, it's not even... Don't even twist it like that. It just didn't make sense to me. It's like, you know, if you would have had a...
He went into hiding, and he tried to...
I don't know.
He was trying to be a good dude.
I don't know. I don't buy it. I didn't buy it. It didn't make any sense to me.
Trying to be a good dude?
Yeah, no. For some reason,
Magneto's not always bad in the comics.
I know that he's not always bad.
And this was one of those times.
No, I just... For some reason, it just didn't make sense to me. And I get how they justify, like, you know, they killed his family, or they could have injected any stupid thing. Like, the same way that Mystique was saving mutants. That I would have bought more from Apocalypse. I mean, not from Apocalypse, from Magneto than from Mystique. So if they would have had Magneto doing this, and then Mystique go bad, or something like that, you know, like, for some reason, Magneto just chilling at home with a family, I don't know, it rubbed me the wrong way.
That's how he, I mean,
either way, so,
before
and then you have Quicksilver. Quicksilver, he already has a kid, so how come he didn't stay with that fucking family? You know, he just fucking abandoned it. He could have had,
because
like,
he was
a bunch of...
Because he was younger
in those
days and was promiscuous.
Okay, whatever. So...
That's just how it goes. All right,
back to Apocalypse.
Why does Thanos have 11,000 children?
Because he plays...
He
has a pattern and sticks with it. He could have commitment there,
sir. So you're upset with Magneto because he's a bad dad? Is that what it is?
Perhaps. But anyway, so back to Apocalypse. It seems like... let's say, for example, like... You have him in this pyramid, like, kind of this super advanced technological, like, everything has, like, the circuitry and, like, light circuitry. And, like, is that his superpower? I mean, is that, like, what is that? Like, there's history behind that. They could have touched upon it in this movie and then have another bad guy and then have him in the next movie. Like, it feels like it just, like, he is. And you just kind of have to, well, he's there. And you kind of just... He's a bad guy, and just deal with him. And then he's the next hiccup. It just feels like they didn't give him the justice that he deserved. Like, he's a major bad guy.
Right.
And it's sort of like this... He's the bad guy that you throw at the X-Men when they're fully evolved. They're just coming together. And then, you know, you have them coming together and face, like, the hardest bad guy, or, like, the strongest bad guy they'll ever have. Like, where do you go from after Apocalypse? Like, they're really, like, Apocalypse is the guy.
Galactus. So,
yeah, but they do have the rights to Galactus, but still, damn fucking Fox. But still, they won't even do that because they can't even handle Fantastic Four, right? So, let's leave Galactus alone. So, you can't really, there's nowhere to go after Apocalypse. It's sort of like the death of fucking Superman. Like,
but they're going to Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, but that's going in reverse order, though. It's like,
you
go from the boss to the underling. I'm like, okay, so, what the hell ever.
I guess I don't know why they did it that way, because it doesn't. Because
Bryan Singer sucks. I don't like Bryan Singer.
Yeah, no, he is not a good.
No, director. He was good. Let him do The Usual Suspects Part 2. Let him do other stuff, but him and Brett Ratner, just step away from X-Men and just walk away.
Hey.
Just walk away.
This is the same person, by the way, that likes What's-His-Face, the 300 movie.
Zack Snyder, I liked him when he's dealing with other people's stuff. But when,
he always deals with... What did he do that was not
300
stuff?
And Watchmen. Those were his only two good movies. He's a very good director of photography, but that's
but it. You said you liked him when he's Sin City, not his stuff.
Sin City wasn't his. Whatchamacallit. At all. Like, not even, he wasn't anything related to Sin City.
Right, but you said you liked him when he's dealing with not his stuff.
Why would you bring up Zack Snyder and Sin City?
Didn't he do that?
No, he didn't do that. That's Robert Rodriguez.
Well, what about this other, the other one, Sucker Punch?
Well, that sucked. It looked beautiful, but it just sucked.
But that's, which further, again, but that was a comic book that he did.
That wasn't a comic book. That was just a thing that he made up. It was a complete, like, if he writes it and puts it to screen, it's going to suck.
What about Batman vs. Superman?
That he wrote and directed that, and with
Watchmen
him,
was trash too.
Watchmen wasn't garbage. Watchmen was pretty.
Go on Rotten Tomatoes. Everyone will tell you.
I don't know. That was it. Was, no, it, like we gotta pull that up somehow. But
I will Google it right now.
Yeah, jump cut. All right, so we checked, and Watchmen is at a 65 at Rotten Tomatoes. So technically, it's fresh. So
65 is fresh.
If it's red and it's not green, it's fresh. So
I still think Watchmen was garbage.
It wasn't the best movie, but it wasn't bad, and it sure as hell wasn't Batman vs. Superman, because that one stands.
Watchmen was better than, not as good as X-Men.
Watchmen was not as good as X-Men.
This X-Men.
Watchmen was better, in my opinion.
Well, you're wrong.
Watchmen was better. Well,
you let us know.
A matter of opinion. We all comments know below. Right. Okay, moving on. So, in my opinion, the way they should have handled it is they should have had Mr. Sinister.
Well, we get it. They should have had more bad guys that led to the...
Yeah, and then just like, well, and that way, having Mr. Sinister dealing with the Four Horsemen, setting up the Four Horsemen, and then at the end, that's when Apocalypse will pop up. And then following the following movie with, that's the real X-Men Apocalypse. In my opinion, that's how they should have set it up. Mr. Sinister's whole thing, getting the Four Horsemen for Apocalypse.
In my opinion, curious as to Mr. Sinister's always been working for somebody else. Sort of. So it's always. I mean, I know he's his own bad guy in his own right. And he does bad things because that's what bad guys do. But still, like, he's always sort of at one point or another been working for someone or the prequel to someone. So I mean, it does make. I don't know why they're gonna go with him after
Apocalypse
one?
Yeah, so that's and they're locking themselves into the whole each movie takes place 10 years after the other. I mean, it's kind of cool where you can kind of explore the era and kind of place them in a particular era, and that's kind of cool and all.
I mean, I feel that's more of a director's Bryan Singer kind of garbage.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, it's kind of cool to explore, but I they don't have to be religious to it.
So did they not have, like, a Marvel guy saying, don't fuck up my movie, or...
No, because...
Not that it's fucked up, I'm just saying, like, don't do it.
It's because...
Or did they just really want to use Apocalypse?
They really wanted to use Apocalypse, because they figured, well, you know, Marvel's gonna throw their big bad guy, you know, let's beat him to the puncher. So I don't know what their reasoning... It's Fox. Do they really need to have a reasoning for anything? I mean, honestly...
Hey, they've made the one good...
Deadpool?
No. They made the one good comic book movie.
Which one? Deadpool?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was Fox on a fluke, man. They didn't even trust that movie. That's why they threw $50 million at that dude. And they probably spent like $120, $130 million on this movie. So, I mean, Fox... I'm assuming the conversation with Fox and the people and Tim Miller, the guy who did Deadpool, was, here's X amount of money, have fun, and try not to burn the house down. That's what happened there. And with X-Men, I think it's they stuck their fingers way too much like into the whole deal, and it's Bryan Singer could probably say, well, I'm a comic book fan, so therefore I can justify me directing these movies. I mean, I'm probably like just sounding off like a fanboy at this point, but it's just that it didn't work. It didn't work, and it just seems like they had really good characters and could have done so much with them. It's just that it just feels kind of like really nice special effects. That's what it looked like. Because it felt like I didn't care. I didn't care for anybody there. The only one there was like Cyclops and Jean Grey, and they're already hinting at not even hinting, they're flat out smacking you in the face with a Phoenix.
I was gonna say
yeah, they did. Yeah, which was cool and looked amazing. It's just that.
So do you think maybe is that?
It's just that things too early.
The Sinister movie is gonna be like more Phoenix.
I don't even know what they're gonna do. For those, I mean, if you didn't stick around for the end of the end credits, basically, essentially, it was after the whole aftermath of Wolverine escaping. You have these dudes in suits, these government guys walking in with a suitcase that says Essex Corp. Or was it?
Yeah,
and one of the
maybe they just missed like an L in front of
it. I don't know.
LexCorp
probably. So yeah, so it's basically they're hinting at Mr. Sinister. So now I don't know if that's going to be the villain for the next X-Men movie or the villain for the next Wolverine movie. So it could be one or the other.
But if they're doing Old Man Logan for the next Wolverine movie, why would it be Mr. Sinister?
Because Fox. I mean, it could go either way. It really could.
I'm sure they've cast that Wolverine movie. I feel like we should know who the bad guy is by now.
Well, who knows? Because I don't know. Honestly, with Fox, you don't know. You really can't. You can't. There's nothing to base yourself off of.
It is. It's weird.
Between the weird techno pyramid in the 3600 BC, and
I mean, it wasn't a techno pyramid. It was like one little mini. Thing was techno.
So all of the, like the walls lighting up and like this
like
circuit
down,
circuitry.
Yeah. It was not circuitry on the inside originally.
Yeah, it was like all like
no, it came off the gold little triangle.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it came underneath and became a liquid somehow.
Right, because that's how it came down in the first place.
Right. Okay. Moving on. There's no logic behind that, but okay. So yeah.
I think the only thing is that they tried to give. Apocalypse, I think, that gravitas in one movie, and they really didn't do a good job of it.
No.
And
to me, he seemed like a throwaway character, a throwaway bad guy. Sort of like a bad guy of the week.
He did seem kind of bad guy of the week, if I'm being honest. It's true.
Yeah. So, in my opinion, as I stated before, it's sort of like a... It was... All right. I'll give it that. It was worth watching once, at least. And it was, in my opinion, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
I mean, it wasn't Fantastic Four.
It was, well, there are a few movies that could
and
be.
And it wasn't Batman versus Superman.
And it wasn't Batman versus Superman. So, I mean, it wasn't.
Technically.
It was, the action was good.
Decent.
It was decent. It was okay. Another thing that I thought was kind of weird was, all right, you have, I don't know if I mentioned this already, the whole thing with. Quicksilver and his whole scene.
Right, that was the first thing you said.
Yeah, and no, that the whole thing with his.
Oh, why you didn't like it?
Yeah,
right.
They tacked it on right after Havoc's death, and
right.
Yeah, and he was like one of the like the main characters in First Class. So then it was sort of like his death was almost off screen. If you remember, like, there was, like, an explosion, and I don't, like...
Well, it was PG, so they can't show
him. Yeah, but I didn't realize he was dead until after the Quicksilver part. And then they had mentioned, oh, where's Havoc, or where's Alex?
Right, that's because no one cares about Havoc.
Well, okay, whatever. you have this whole, like, generalization. No one cares about Angel either. People do! Comment below!
The people that care about X-Men care about Beast, and Rogue, and Gambit... And Wolverine and Professor X,
yeah.
Magneto, except no one cares about Angel. No one cares about Havoc.
We'll see.
People kind of maybe care a little bit about Nightcrawler.
Oh, hell no. People, like...
But yeah, those are the X-Men.
He was one of the best parts of X2.
I'm just telling you what it is.
No.
This is not the comic books. These are the movies.
No,
this is what people know. You're going to have to build a bridge and get over it.
They could have done a little bit better. A lot better, actually. So, by the first off with getting rid of Bryan Singer. Or at least hiring better writers.
Okay, we get you.
Oh, and...
We get you.
I was looking up on the writers and stuff like that. It just so happens that the writer for this one, I forgot what this dude's name is. But he wrote the first X-Men, the second X-Men, the third X-Men. He wrote Days of Future Past and this one. But the really, really good one was the one he didn't write. First Class. It was
It
was a different director and a different writer.
Would you let him, especially after X2, like, why would you let him write a third one?
I don't know. But X2 was decent. In my opinion, out of all of the X-Men movies, First Class and X2 are my favorite. Are like they're on par with each other, in my opinion.
First Class is probably the best of them.
I would say, in my opinion, they're
the
close.
Rest of them are all in the same sort of category. Yeah, this is probably second.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. This one, I would say, is a little bit better than X-Men 3. And it's funny how they made that joke about the third one is always the worst.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel like they were trying to poke fun at X3.
They were trying to poke fun at X3,
but in my opinion, it kind of reversed on them and say it kind of this was like their third one. Yeah, so you can shake your head all you want, but in my opinion, this one is a little bit better than X3, but not by much.
So it was better.
This one, the last one?
Yes.
Apocalypse? It was better than X3.
Oh, okay.
That was a yes. Yeah.
You don't need to... It was a little bit better than...
It was just a little bit better.
Just let it go.
It was a little bit better.
It was better than X3.
Oh, yeah, but that's not really saying much either, if you think about it.
It's not, you're only because you use the word little in front of it.
Okay, it's better than X3. It's better than X3, but so is like freaking a root canal or, doing your taxes.
And,
yeah.
My only gripe was Apocalypse, and them getting to him so quickly, but, other than that, it's a perfectly acceptable popcorn movie.
Yeah.
If you're super into comic books, it's not
going
to be
your
favorite movie.
Yeah.
Just relax.
Yeah.
You're not, it's not going to be your favorite movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good 2 hours that you get to spend with some characters that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that...
But do you really know them? Because they're not the same?
After that,
yeah.
Then you're going to be like, yeah, it was fine. Like, you won't walk away being like, oh my God, that ruined all
no,
the characters.
No, it totally didn't. It was
he's
okay.
Making it seem like he ruins all the characters that you know, but it doesn't.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It was fine. It was very meh.
Should you? All right, so money on paying for IMAX?
First of all, skip IMAX, skip 3D.
Right.
See it in matinee, maybe. Or just go wait till it's on Redbox or Netflix or what have you.
I'm just going to say, you can skip IMAX, you can skip, well, again, we all know my feelings on 3D, but I definitely, you could check it out. It's a cool, couple hours to spend with your friends if you guys, want to go to the movies. It's not a bad movie. It's not a great movie, but it's not a bad movie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let us know in the comments below what you thought. Are you with me and with Angel and all the Nightcrawler and all the other stuff, or do you not care? Let us know.
Angel and Havoc, no one cares about.
Okay, well, let us know in the comments below. Please like and subscribe. And on that note, we're out of here.